Hello! I hope you had a wonderful Easter break. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Claire. Also with me today is...
Anna!
Yep, no surprises.
You make us sound like, ooh, we're surprised to be with each other on this podcast. We've been doing this a while now.
Yes, every Monday we put out a new podcast. Welcome if you are a new listener. It's great to have you with us. Other ways you can contact us, we are at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. We have a whole wealth of back catalogue now going over 4 years. And our podcasts on Apple and Spotify are every other week. But if you're a Slimming World member, then you can listen to us every single week because we put out bonus member podcasts on those alternate Mondays as well. So today we're talking about why doing good is good for you. And I suppose the word charity doesn't always come to people's mind when they think about weight loss.
No.
But we were kind of looking into this subject about doing good, and we were reminded by the team of writers at Slimming World about an old article, because they have all of the back catalogue archive articles of Slimming World land, and they found this one, which we called the title of this episode, which is called Why Doing Good is Good for You. And on the title, it kind of talked about give more, get more, small efforts, big rewards, benefit your body, start a trend, make a connection. And it kind of made us think this is an interesting subject to kind of think beyond ourselves and our own journey, because I think the reality is that sometimes when you're losing weight, can feel a little bit lonely, like you're in your own head a lot. And I don't know, I think with the support that you get with Slimming World and the group and working together collectively, I think that really helps. But thinking about yourself outwards and the energy you give, I think when I kind of came from such a kind of insular place, a lonely place, I kind of spun my head around really of what was truly possible. And there definitely is something in when you give someone that perfect present, or your time, or
your love.
Yeah, I mean, time is the biggest gift of anything these in present day society.
Do you know, you see it in group when people give each other time or give each other support or give each other... I saw a beautiful gesture a few weeks ago in my group. Someone giving someone red lentils. And I said, well, what's going on here? And one had said someone wanted to try red lentils, hadn't bought any, didn't know what to do. So this other member had given her a batch of recipes and all these lentils, and this beautiful kind of exchange happened where this member was giving something to another member, but the delight it brought both of them was so lovely. And I think we don't realise how, for our mental health, giving to others can be such a nice thing. It can help your own mental health, but also that offer of love and support to another person, or time, or just effort, is such a nice thing to receive, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like I was reading here, in the article it talks about how these happy chemicals like serotonin, dopamine, are released in the brain when we do a good deed for another person. And those are, you know, the chemicals that help lift our mood. They make us feel more positive or more optimistic. There's something there, isn't there, that just when we feel better... we're kinder to ourselves. And someone actually came, bless them, they'd found a recipe in an old Slimming World magazine that was a vegan recipe. Aww. And they ripped it out and they came, kind of gave me this shriveled, slightly oddly cut recipe, and they said, oh, I bought this for you. You're the vegan. Here's an old vegan recipe.
Oh, how sweet.
And it was just nice. You're right, that when someone thinks about you. But I suppose there's other ways. I mean, where we are today, we're walking past like a chain of charity shops.
We are.
In the next few weeks, there will be the Slimming World Clothes Throw, which, if you're new to Slimming World, or you know, you're kind of curious about all this, April is the time when, within groups, we're encouraged to get rid of any old clothes that we don't need and donate them to a cancer research
shoes
shop.
Yes, really, it's such a special thing seeing people give their things that they no longer have a need for into cancer research shops or bring them into group, and the money we've been able to raise. But also, from a point of view of giving something, it can also be setting you free. I don't know if you've experienced this, but having lost a lot of weight, giving away those clothes that were too big for me has been such a liberating thing, because actually it was shedding that old skin and allowing me the chance to get this new skin. So it's something that's very, very powerful. Everything from children's clothes to bed sheets to, you know, bras, all those type of things. It can be so powerful giving things to others and seeing people be able to get joy from those, but also the money that we've been able to raise as well has been incredible.
Yeah, and you know what? If we look at a lot of the charity shops that we see on our high streets, how difficult it has been for some of those over the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they need our support now more than ever. And you know, yes, it's obviously great if you're part of the group and you can find out more from your consultant. There's a special bag that you can get to put your clothes in, and either you'll take it to group or you'll take it to a local shop. Find out how your consultant is doing it. But then there could be other charities that are close to your heart. It's about finding something that resonates with you. You know, we hear about people who use the Body Magic program that Slimming World has set up to kind of guide you to building, you know, movement as a healthy habit. And they use things like parkruns or a race for life, where you can do, I think it's 3K, 5K, 10K.
Okay. There's a muddy one.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find these things and you can choose a charity that you want to raise money for. I mean, I remember, I can't believe it's so many years ago now. It's 14 years ago. Raised money for Macmillan Cancer. I raised £3,000 and I walked or trekked for 14 days the Great Wall of China.
My God.
And it was amazing how that whole process of me training, of me raising the money, of me doing the event, of meeting other cancer survivors on that trip, it changed the whole of my life.
Yeah. What an incredible sense of achievement. What an amazing thing. Do you know, there's a really interesting study that was done into small, giving small has a big effect. So, you know, you don't have to give big to get a big reward for yourself.
That's interesting, you know, because we are struggling with rising costs of things. People don't have as much money to give,
but it doesn't have to be about money, does it? So looking at this, it's like letting someone out at a junction, just saying to someone, there was a lady really struggling to cross the road the other day, and I said, oh, can I help you with your bags? You would have thought I'd given her a winning lottery ticket because I helped her carry her shopping to her car. So those little things that you can do, especially, I always think, well, in general life, but in your weight loss community as well, could have a big impact. So is there someone struggling group for recipe ideas? Could you share something? Is there someone struggling to get out and be active? Could you offer to go on a walk with them? All those things that build your sense of giving, but also your sense of success because you've helped someone else, is actually a really lovely thing to do. And we're in such a time poor society, aren't we, that we think we don't have time, but actually giving 5 minutes of your time to someone else could absolutely change their day.
You know what, I was just thinking there, like, about group, and I think back to how many people I know who are in the social team, and how
I'd be lost without them.
Many consultants really rely on their support, and then sometimes social members will have holidays or breaks, and could you be the person that steps in and helps, or maybe you kind of organize the raffle?
Yeah, I've got 21 angels in my groups, and I have to say that the time and effort they give us as a group is incredible. We'd lost without them. But you know what I hear from my social team? They get so much out of doing it. So it's that twofold approach, isn't it? It's actually they're giving to me, and they love doing that. So it's a really special thing, isn't it?
I hadn't heard about this thing. In the article here, it mentions like a five a day for mental health.
I saw this. This was fascinating. I'm going to adopt this approach.
So it was saying, you know, there is now so much proof that good deeds bring psychological benefits, that doing something nice for a friend or a stranger has even been recommended as part of a five a day for mental health. And scientists are now discovering that being kind is also good for your body. The surge of oxytocin you experience when you do something kind will lower blood pressure. What?
See, I was right letting people out the junction.
By interacting with cells along the walls of blood vessels and causing those cells to relax. I mean, I suppose the thing is, you don't want to be kind to then get some, you know, to get something or
back,
get out of it.
But there's a byproduct. But imagine, right?
Not just, what can I just like take that in? Because it's like, you're doing this thing, but your body is physically changing cellularly.
Yeah.
Like, as a result of that. I just find that mind-blowing.
So my thought process immediately went to, right, I've got a pair of trousers that doesn't fit me anymore. So I give it to Cancer Research UK. Right, this is twofold. That's going to raise money for the cancer charity, but then there is going to be someone that's going to walk in that charity shop and be like, oh my gosh, there's a pair of black trousers and I really need them and they're £2.50 and this is brilliant. Like, there's look at that domino effect that's happened from me giving my trousers in. Washed, by the way.
I mean, I hope you're still wearing some trousers.
Well, I haven't gone and got my kit off and given it, but I think
that could give them a very different reaction.
But I think it's that chain reaction, isn't it? And giving is such a chain reaction, because imagine if that jumper then, or those trousers then, end up in a far-flung country and the lady's wearing the trousers and she's helping out at a school and helping teach English. Like, wow. She's, do you know what I mean?
We've got Anna's imaginary world right there. That escalated.
What I'm saying is,
the clothes store has never been sold in that way before.
But the knock-on effect.
The third year we're talking about the clothes store and I had no idea it was going to go that way.
But you know, the knock-on effect.
A far-flung country.
Like, okay, so the lentils in my grape.
Whoa, right. Having a sec. You just got from not wearing any trousers, giving your trousers away to a woman who is in a far-flung country, to now coming back to lentils in Chorlton.
But the ladies who got the lentils, this poor man's just walked past, like, what the hell's going on? The lentils in my grape, the lentil sharing recipe, really helped the lady the following week lose 2.5 pounds. She felt fabulous. It lifted her spirit. So
maybe she should give away her trousers.
There'll be listeners out there who totally appreciate what I'm saying, okay? Which is, giving is such a beautiful thing to do on so many levels.
I think we got there in the end. Whew, can we just take a moment to absorb what just happened?
Can you imagine being married to me? That's my brain. That's how it functions. I went from lentils to trousers to Africa all in the space of 34 seconds.
I always think of like things in terms of energy and seeds that you're planting.
Okay.
In a way that is an action that I'm doing giving energy, or is it depleting me of energy?
Yeah.
And when you kind of are doing good things, it's like you're planting seeds in your garden, which will eventually
grow to flowers.
Yeah, like it's spring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's getting sunny now, isn't it? And there's all flowers coming out and stuff. Oh, stop laughing.
I think this is our finest work. No, I totally get what you mean. You're putting little sprinklings of seeds that are bettering
because
you and also bettering others.
The thing I think we get caught up in a world of fast-paced, immediate reward kind of society is if we do this kind of thing, like we go and pop those bags in the charity shop, we don't get immediate gratification.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking it was like, when you plant your seeds for your daffodils in your garden, they don't the next day pop up.
Yes, I get you.
Your garden's going to bloom.
It's
it just takes a little time.
Yeah, you just got to wait.
Weird how our analogies today are weird. I hope that anybody listening gets something out of
but
this.
You could give lentils to a member in group with a great recipe and they could get a cracking weight loss
instantly.
Instantly.
Right, so maybe it's about having a mixture of things that doing good is good for you, like
lentils, trousers, seeds. And her shoelaces
my
are
shoelaces.
About to break.
But I can't do it up. Could you do my shoelace? That would be a kind thing.
Okay,
oh.
I'm giving. I can feel the move. Yeah? The oxytocin is flowing.
Yes, it is. Okay, what else can I talk about here? Make a connection. Going it alone on a weight loss journey is challenging. Thanks very much. Oh, thanks. Actually, that is safety first,
that
isn't
is
it, really?
Safety first.
The health
first.
And safety of...
You see, that was instant gratification. I felt a sense of I did something for you.
I
then.
I appreciate it.
Did you?
You did good for me and you.
But do you know what?
I've got to finish reading this. Okay. Make a connection. Going it alone on a weight loss journey is challenging. At Slimming World, we know that having supportive friends and family can make all the difference for success. And kindness can be a positive way to fast-track new friendships. Do you know what it reminds me? Like, I've got to shout out one of my pals in group, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Emma has been having a bit of a bumpy time.
Did she tie a shoelace?
She didn't actually, but I was wearing my slip-on shoes.
Okay, we'll let you off.
Yeah, that's a way of being kind to myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emma's like had a bit of a bumpy time, and she's someone that really inspires me in group. She was voted in our group as one of the title winners, Miss Slinky, I think she was.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how amazing her energy is and how much she cheers other people up. But she had a bad time, and I said to her, let's just meet up tomorrow and just go for a walk. When you've dropped the kids off at school, let's just clear your head, tell me where you're at. And then we met up like with some people from our group for a coffee outside of group, and everyone was laughing and cheering. It was just like that sense of people who understand.
Yes.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Yes.
And I just think that's what life is about. It's about keeping your mind open to kind of spot when does someone need that little support.
Or
those,
yeah.
I saw this and thought of you, kind of texts or messages.
Yeah.
Like my mum does that really well.
Just checking you're okay.
Yeah.
Do you need anything? Saw this and thought of you.
Like, my mum sends me little cards and they always cheer me up. And you know, it's just I pretty much, I know I have all the ones from university.
Oh,
I kept
you?
Them all that she sent to me. And it's just, they're small things, aren't they, that
but
don't cost a lot of money, but it's just that I saw this and I thought of you, and it's so nice.
And again, it's that feeling of actually a little gesture on your behalf could make someone's whole day, change their whole perspective for that day, that week, that month, and actually you set off that kind of domino effect. So, you know, thinking of others. My mum always used to say to me, when you're feeling sad, think of others, think how you can help them, because that will help them and lift your spirits, and it's twofold. And it's something, trying to give back to other people, I think, with no expectation is the absolute key.
See, the thing is, I mean, I know a lot of us are working towards our 28 days.
Yes.
At the moment. And I think that can sometimes be, when you've kind of got your goal and your thing you're focusing on, sometimes just taking a bit of a wider perspective.
Yeah, thinking about others.
Yes. And it might be that maybe you're working on your 28-day goals with others.
Yeah.
And that is great. And just letting others know, thanks, I'm glad that I have your support. Thinking outwards is a good thing.
Do you know, I was thinking about the other day, someone said to me, I'd shared something in group about my journey, and they said, thank you for sharing your honesty. And actually, I hadn't given them anything other than just my perspective of and telling them a story of what had happened to me, but actually me sharing my truth lifted a burden from them. So actually, could you offer someone in your life or in your group, in your weight loss journey, some help and support just by telling them what you've been through? It could be something that could lift a burden and give them something. So it comes in all different guises, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know what? I'd be really interested to kind of see what are... I'd love to kind of... I love those pictures that consultants take of just piles of bags for the clothes throw.
You see,
if you're a consultant,
yeah,
send us your piles of bags photos.
I'm in a situation with my cancer research group, the shop, they take them directly, so I get no piles.
Oh,
I know, but I have my own piles of clothes.
But thank you very much for clarifying that. Yeah, you know, and are there things that you're doing, you know, it doesn't have to always be that you take a photo or you get a certificate for it. It's
no
just
way.
One of those things that you're kind of quietly, consistently doing. If somebody has done something kind for you, maybe even a fellow member, and they don't normally shout up and they're not one for boasting, but you
yes.
want to say thank you to them, then drop us a message too. That would be really lovely to hear. And let us know, how are you doing on your working towards your 28 days?
Yeah.
I would love to know that. Make sure you keep in contact with us. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram, and we're also slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com on email if you prefer to speak to us or use one of these birds above us.
Do you know, I was just thinking, right, if you hadn't stepped in my group that year, we wouldn't have met each other, then we wouldn't have started the podcast, and then who would have tied up your shoelace? You know what I mean? It's like it all just came together then, didn't it?
Those trousers are quite nice.
My trousers?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon they'd fit all right on me. You're driving home anyway. You don't need trousers to drive home.
Clothes off my back.
Anyway, we hope we brought a smile to your face. Go share that smile with somebody else this week, even if it's the smallest way. Or maybe even you just need to be kind and do good for yourself. Whatever you need, go enjoy your week.
Bye for now.